Psalm 119, verses 113 through 128. Samech and Ayin. Samech. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Ayin. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation, and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Are you 100% committed to truth? Or is a little bit of error and vanity not a big deal to you? Are you in love with and longing for God's law and His commandments above any other treasure you can find on this earth? Or is His word just an added benefit to your life? Those who are comfortable with vanity and error and lies and deceit are not 100% surrendered to the true and living God. Their hearts are still tainted. Their minds and consciences are defiled, and their spirits are not steadfast before God. Those who love the Lord are commanded to hate evil. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. All it takes is one little error, one vain thought to take root in your heart and mind, and it can leaven the entire lump of knowledge and understanding you have. This is why David said, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. He knew the true God, and he longed to be pure in him. He sought to stay hidden and protected in the Lord, because he hoped in God's word. He wanted all evildoers to depart from him, because he didn't want to be corrupted like them. But he had determined to keep the commandments of his God. God was his hope, and he was his delight. So he had respect unto his commandments continually. Only then could he know that the Lord would uphold him, and that he would be safe in him. And it is no different for us in the New Testament. Jesus Christ only promised the presence of himself and his Father to those who keep his commandments, to those who abide in him, and those who let his words abide in them. For he will trod down all those who err from his statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. When he returns, he will put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. So we better choose to love his testimonies and work out our salvation in fear and trembling, and choose to fear His judgments unto holiness. So let us do judgment and justice in the eyes of the Lord. Let us be humble and faithful servants unto Him, according to His word. Let us ask the Lord for His understanding, so that we can know His testimonies. For then He will not leave us nor forsake us. He will defend us against the proud and the wicked. He will have mercy upon us and do good unto us, and He will teach us His statutes. So let us continue to lift up our eyes unto heaven and await the salvation of our Lord Jesus that shall appear unto our perfection and righteousness according to His word. For the time will come when the Lord shall arise to His work of judgment and salvation. And He shall destroy all who have made His word void. So let us love His commandments above gold. Let us esteem all His precepts to be right. Let us choose to fear Him and hate every false way. For then, like David, we can truly say, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in Thy word. Psalm 119, verses 113 through 128. Psalmic and Ion.